I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Officials from China and the U.S. start a two-day human rights dialogue tomorrow in Washington. On the table, internet censorship and religious freedom. The talks come after a two-year pause in the human rights dialogue. During that time, China's been tightening controls on journalists, on the internet, and on defense lawyers who take on human rights cases. About 30 such lawyers have been disbarred, two of them just last week. The World's Mary Kay Magstad reports from Beijing.
There's a video online that shows part of the trial that disbarred defense lawyers Liu Wei and Tang Jitian. Here, police outside the courthouse tell supporters to leave. And here, Tang Jitian speaks inside the court. He argues that he and Liu did nothing wrong in trying to defend their client, a member of the outlawed group Falun Gong. Tang says it's the judge who was in the wrong because he kept drowning out the lawyer's arguments and taking his cues from a security official in the front row. Tang and Liu eventually walked out in protest and were disbarred. Some 30 other defense lawyers have also been disbarred, and about as many have been detained and beaten for taking on human rights cases. Tang Biao, who's 37, falls into both categories.
The human rights lawyers are facing a lot of difficulties. But I think there are more and more lawyers willing to take more human rights cases, even if they know it's dangerous.
But this is happening against a recent backdrop of the Chinese government tightening controls. Courts and journalists have been told they must serve the interests of the Communist Party. Lawyer and China scholar Jerome Cohen says this is a reaction to the fact that social unrest is growing, and China's leaders are worried that a spark of discontent can spread quickly thanks to the internet.
They are running scared despite their great economic and social accomplishments. They're afraid that of a rising tide of protests, and they want to make it clear through the use of criminal justice that people should not engage in any unharmonious activity. So they deter them by harsh punishment. Now, lawyers stand in the way of that.
Which, he says, helps explain why so many of China's small group of human rights lawyers are being harassed. Human Rights Watch Asia Advocacy Director Sophie Richardson says the case of the lawyers should be raised at this week's human rights dialogue, but she's not expecting big things to come from it.
No U.S.-China human rights dialogue has in and of itself ever led to a specific, tangible improvement in the human rights situation in China.
The talks end up being more of a general exchange about human rights issues affecting both countries. China raises some about the U.S., the U.S. raises some about China, and the dialogue wraps up until next time. Better, Richardson says, to integrate human rights issues into a wide range of talks, like trade talks and security talks. She says U.S. officials should look at the recent disbarment of so many human rights lawyers as a sign
of just how hostile the Chinese government remains to the establishment of an independent judicial system that holds everyone equally accountable. And if that's the case, that's not just a problem for the human rights community. That's a problem for the business community. That's a problem for the diplomatic community. That's a problem for the strategic community, because that's the Chinese government saying, we will decide, not our legal system, not any sort of independent debate about how our laws should be interpreted. We, the Chinese Communist Party, we will make the decisions, and we will make them as we see fit.
Lawyer Tang Biao says that hasn't stopped him and his friends from pushing for rule of law, despite the risks.
I think they are collecting evidence to put me into prison. If the evidence is enough, they'll do it.
Already, several Chinese lawyers are in prison or labor camps for speaking out. Tang Biao says international attention, especially from the United States, helps. But in the end, he says, no matter how much talking goes on in dialogues, change will have to come from within China, from a change of mindset and a willingness to push for rights the Chinese Constitution guarantees, but the party in practice resists giving. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.